everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Well, how many times have you wrote 2019 today or yesterday? I wrote a few checks yesterday, and I never wrote 2019 once. Then, as I was doing this morning devotion, when I was writing the date on my title, I almost wrote 2019. But today, January the 3rd, 2020. Well, my text today is going to be 1 Timothy 1:16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Well, you know, yesterday I was listening to one of my podcasts, and they used this verse. And the thought behind this verse is such a great encouragement to God's people. Paul is relating how he obtained mercy from God. Not only is Paul rejoicing in the fact that he obtained mercy, he is relating also why God had given him mercy. So first, let's just talk a little bit about mercy. Mercy. Not getting what you deserve. Paul knew the awfulness of his sin. He knew how much he deserved the wrath of God. But here he stands, alive, forgiven, and given the ministry of the mystery of the gospel to the Gentiles. He was to take the gospel to the Gentiles. Wow. What a blessing to know what God has done for you. He's forgiven you sins, and then he's put you to work, giving you this opportunity to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ with others. See, Paul knew that as he walked through life, everything that he received from the hand of God was far better than what he deserved. Everything he received, every day he lived, every second he lived, was more than he deserved. And Paul could rejoice in that fact. Second, Paul understands the reason he had been given mercy. He had received mercy so that others could understand the patience of God in dealing with him. Can you only imagine the amount of patience God expressed when he was waiting on the events which would bring Saul of Tarsus to eternal life? Think of the sin which God watched Saul commit. Excuse me. He even watched Paul sentence Christians to death. Yet God was in no rush. His people would be brought to salvation. Paul would be brought to salvation. God's perfect will was being accomplished. Paul would come to Christ. And God was waiting on his perfect timing. God never gets in a rush. He never acts foolishly. Circumstances never force him into action. Everything just happens according to his plan. Now, since Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, has come to know the Lord, and he's now Paul the Apostle, Paul is an example to others concerning the long-suffering and patience of God. And so we can be encouraged just to wait on the Lord. Yeah, I know that the Scripture says, now is the accepted time, today is the day of salvation. I know that no man is promised of tomorrow, and we can get in a hurry, and we can get in a rush, and we can even begin to feel like, well, I don't think God is ever going to move. Yet God's not in a hurry. He patiently waits on his perfect timing. This is an encouragement to us as God's people. We all want God to move quickly. We want God to work in the lives of our families and friends. We want him to move today. We want him to move yesterday. Yet God waits patiently. We remember this when Jesus said these words, "All that the Father gives to me shall come to me." We know God's sheep will be brought into the fold. This doesn't give us an excuse to be lazy. It just means that we should be patient as God is patient. Also, it's an encouragement for us to to be patient with our family and friends. When God is ready to move, He will. He will move in such a way that when He works, it will be a work which is complete. Take courage. God is working. Be still and let God move. You know, when we look at our family and our friends and we wonder, well, how can they continue on in life like they are? Why don't they see? You know, you can imagine God waiting also. Yet God is waiting on His perfect timing. So take courage. Also, let me encourage you to stop a few minutes and to rejoice in your salvation. Rejoice in the mercy of God. Rejoice that God is long-suffering. Rejoice that He waited, even in the middle of your rebellion, for the perfect time to begin His work in you. Let's pray. God, tonight as we come to You in prayer, we are thankful that You are God. We are thankful that we know that You are at work in the world around us. God, Your perfect plan is being enacted every day. Lord, help us to not lose sight of the fact that Your plan is at work. Lord, help us to work and pray. Help us to be faithful to sow the seed. Lord, help us to wait on the increase. Thank You again for Your mercy in saving us. It is in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark, signing off.